June 11, 1950, Hull Wright and James Woofenden went into a river to rescue six people from drowning.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Both men worked at a navigational lock on the Allegheny River, upstream from Pittsburgh. That night, a cabin cruiser on a midnight excursion was swept over the 11-foot-high dam adjacent to the lock. Caught in the violent backwash, the cruiser's motor failed, and it began filling with water. Wright alerted Woofenden, and they quickly maneuvered a small motorboat toward the now sinking cruiser. As they approached, the churning water rammed their craft into the cruiser, shattering the smaller boat. Wright and Woofenden managed to climb aboard the cruiser, but when its stern was suddenly pulled under, all eight people were flung into the river. Wright and three of the passengers were drowned, but Woofenden and the other three managed to hang on to the wrecked cruiser's upturned bow until a towboat rescued them 7 hours later. Although three passengers died, three survived, thanks to two heroes, one of whom lost his life.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.